They'll be standing as an honour guard at the candlelit war memorial for up to an hour each. The vigil goes through the night, and at 7:28 in the morning, it's the exact 100th anniversary of when the British troops went over the top at the Battle of Somme. That will be marked by three blasts of a whistle. The vigil will continue until midday, and at midday the honour guard will stand down. There'll be a brief 10 to 15 minute service, and then there will be a laying of wreaths which have been specially made by the Royal British Legion to commemorate the Battle of Somme.
Why have you decided to do this particular event?
We're now 2 years into the 100th anniversary, and it's a halfway mark of World War One. So I thought that the Battle of Somme would be a good battle for us to commemorate. There's around 17 people named on the Cromer War Memorial who died either during the Battle of Somme or as a result of the conflict. So it's obviously an important battle for Cromer to commemorate. And there's still a lot of interest in what's going on to mark the 100th anniversary of World War One.
As I'm going to say, there has been a lot of interest since the 100-year anniversary of the start, and now it sort of is in people's minds, isn't it?
That's right. And the background to all this is the committee that I chair with Cromer Town Council to raise funds for the restoration of the war memorial. We're currently at the 21,000 mark against an overall figure of 42,000. We are waiting for the result any day of the outcome of our grant application to the War Memorials Trust. And ultimately, we are aiming to get the War Memorial fully restored in time for the 2018 100th anniversary of the end of World War One.
And are you hoping people will come and just sort of pay a little respect at the time of your vigil?
Yes, what I've learned over the years is that Cromer is very good at remembering. They honour the people who gave their lives for them, both Cromer and nationally. Even if you're not related to anyone on the war memorial, in our minds we all have a relative or know of a relative who gave their lives in World War One. Myself, I had a great-grandfather who died at Passchendaele in 1917, so he is always at the back of my mind, and although he was from another part of Britain, he's still in my thoughts when we mark these dates and respect those who gave their lives for us.
One of the reasons actually I wanted to talk to you about this is because actually my great uncle is on the Holt War Memorial, and he died at the Somme.
Exactly. As I said, everyone can relate to someone. Even if we can't remember them, the individuals, or know anything directly about them, lots of us are aware of these people who went before us. And I think if we don't do it now at the 100th anniversary, we never will. So it's important that we honour those who gave their lives for us in our towns, in our villages, whichever part of Norfolk you live, whichever part of the country you're from. It's really important that we continue to do this.